And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope you are doing pretty good this morning on this Tuesday morning. Currently 56 degrees outside. Doesn't feel too, feels very spring-like out there this morning. We'll get the highs in the 60s today. And joining me in studio, as she does every Tuesday, it's Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I pulled into Coffeyville and it looks like the old Long John Silver's is coming down this morning.
Yes. Yeah, I drove by that yesterday. Somebody said, hey, they're tearing down the building. I went by yesterday, and it's pretty much gone. Well, the building is gone now. Pretty much now they just got to clean up the area. But yeah, that's, yeah, I didn't even know they were doing that. So
you have no idea what might be going
No clue.
It's exciting.
We just know that there's not a Long John Silver's going back there. So since the building got torn down. All right. Well, Lisa, lots of things going on over in Indy, and we'll go ahead and get it started. Of course, every Tuesday through the month of April, it's time for free food boxes.
That's right. So let's go ahead and just pretend that it is April, because for all intents and purposes, it will be in a few more days. So we have one more month of food distribution out in the park oval. These boxes are being passed out for free to anyone who could benefit from fresh meat and produce and dairy products. No income requirements. There's no, we don't check ID. You just pull up and pop the trunk and we load you up. So distribution starts this morning at 10:30 in the park oval. You'll line up on Morningside Drive, and that is the first street at the north end of the cemetery, just off Penn Avenue. And we also have recycling going on. So it's Tuesday, and Tuesday is one of the days that the city opens up the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. You can drop off your recyclables. You can drop off debris, appliances, furniture, other bulky things. And that's from 11 to 1. And then they also accept those appliances, furniture, and bulky items on Thursdays from 8 to 2. And the third day that I might mention is always the first Saturday of the month, which will be coming up this weekend, and that's from 8 to noon. Now, we do not want anyone in the sanitation yard at any other time besides these times. And so make sure that it's Tuesday from 11 to 1, on Thursday from 8 to 2, or on the first Saturday of the month at from 8 to noon. And those days are provided basically as a courtesy of the City of Independence as a way to help keep our community clean. So, you know, there are a lot of communities that don't open up a sanitation yard like we do, or they charge at the landfill to drop those things off. So we're super fortunate that our city is such a supporter of the citizens and has such a vested interest in keeping our city looking beautiful that they make that available. And I will let people know that if you have hazardous household waste that needs to be dropped off, so that would be like pesticides and fertilizers and old paint and spray cans and things like that, you can drop those off at the Montgomery County Household Waste Department at 114 North Wald, and that's on the third Wednesday of the month from 8 to 3. And if you have any questions about that, you can call them at 331-4139. But lots of opportunities. And we keep this flyer that has all of the detailed information on our website. We'll push it out on our Facebook page. And you can always give us a call and we'll fill you in.
All right. And also coming up, even though they played last night, they have another game tomorrow night. The Indy Pirates will be taking on Neosho County.
That's right. So I hear I missed a good game last night. So the Pirates and the Ravens took on each other yesterday. Yep. So you told me that the Ravens won both games.
Yeah, the Ravens, the men won 102-74, I think. And then the Women Ravens won by like 9 points, I think. So
good games.
Well, so Montgomery County battle always always intense.
Well, they Independence won on their home court. Mm-hmm. Coffeyville won on their home court, so everyone's happy about that. So we have some more basketball tomorrow. Independence Community College Pirate basketball will hit the hardwood, taking on Neosho County Community College. Women will tip off around 5 o'clock, and the men's game will follow at 7. You can watch the game virtually at IndyPirates.com, and there is reduced capacity in the gym. I've been going to the games, and there's always been lots of room to spread out and everything. So if you want to enjoy a game in person, you can slip on out there, or you can just sit at home and relax and watch some good basketball on the IndyPirates.com.
Absolutely. So again, even though it's even though we're going to have nice weather for at least the next 7 days, it's always good to be prepared for this time of year just in case weather decides to get a little over the top.
That's right. And I say that because my daughter lives in Kentucky, and they had some tornado warnings that popped up a few weeks ago, and she called me, and it was, you know, oh my gosh, what do I do? Because she hadn't really thought about it. We've had great weather, and then all of a sudden you're in an apartment building and you're thinking, what's the exit strategy, or where's the safe place to go, and things like that. So I thought, you know what, when the sun's shining and we're not thinking about tornadoes, that's when we should think about them, so that we can have our minds clear and we know what to do, and that we have a plan A, a plan B, and plan C if need be. So, because you never know when you need to know these things, because you don't know if you're going to be at Walmart, if you're going to be at a basketball game, right, or if you're going to be sitting in the recliner when something like this happens. So in Independence, there are 4 designated storm shelters: the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue, the high school gymnasium at 1301 North 10th Street. And I will remind people that Monday through Friday after 4 is when you can get into that facility, because it is being used to house the students during school hours if there should be a tornado warning and they needed to take cover. But you can get into the high school gymnasium Monday through Friday after 4 and all day on Saturday and Sunday if need be. Please use the northwest entrance to the gym. A third option would be the Montgomery County Judicial Center basement at 300 East Main. They're asking everyone to use the south entrance. And then the fourth location would be Temporary City Hall Building D at 811 West Laurel. And you'll use the west basement entrance as well. And I will tell you that you can take animals to all of those locations except the high school, and they must be in carriers. So if you have pets that you want to, keep safe, again, they must be in carriers. You can bring them to all locations except the high school.
All right. So be sure to, this time of year, things get over the top very quickly. So just know where you need to go if you need to protect yourself from the weather. Also, now open is the Little House on the Prairie Museum, and it's lots of fun out there.
That's right. We've had lots of phone calls about Little House on the Prairie. Everyone's excited to get out and do something. So the Prairie is open. Admission is just $3 for adults, $1 for the kiddos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. And I always like to mention what's on the prairie. So in addition to the log cabin, they have a schoolhouse, a post office, a gift store, and they also have kind of a miniature petting zoo out there. They have mules, miniature donkeys, miniature ponies, and they allow you to pet them. They actually allow you to feed them. So if you want to bring some apples and oats, pack a bag and bring some food for the donkeys and the ponies. And then you can pack a picnic lunch, because they have picnic tables, lots of open space. You know, they're not close to a restaurant out there, so it's fun. You know, load up and pack a picnic lunch and make a day on the prairie and just enjoy some fun family time. If you want information about the prairie, let's say you're thinking, it looks like it might rain, I wonder if they're open, give them a call at 620-289-4238.
All right, so be sure to head on out there. Lots of fun. Of course, Easter is this weekend. So as we come up on Easter, we got some fun things going on, including an Easter egg hunt.
That's right. So, this one is super, super fun to promote. There is an Easter egg hunt at Country Place Senior Living at 2120 North 13th. That's right over by Jefferson School. And it's this Friday, April the 2nd, between 3:30 and 4:30. So it's a great thing to do right after school. You know, you're picking up the kids, just go right over there and participate in an Easter egg hunt. The residents are going to be at a safe distance. They're like going to be, 10 plus feet away from the kids, but they're going to be able to still watch all these kids hunt those eggs.
And they'll love that. They will absolutely love that. I know. My mom and dad, when they get to watch my kids do eggs, that they just love watching them because they just have a blast doing it.
I know. So we're super excited about that. And then, so that's Friday, but I'm going to back up and go and talk about Friday morning. But parents, if you're listening, be thinking about that Easter egg hunt Friday when you pick the kids up after school. Again, that's 3:30 to 4:30. And just stick around that vicinity and go on over to Country Place Senior Living at 2120 North 13th. But that morning, we have First Friday. These months roll around. I can't believe we're
so
doing
quick.
First Friday. So wanted to give everyone some information about First Friday. It is open to the public. It's free for everyone to attend. It's an event that we hold. We've been doing it since 2014. We do it every single month as a way to share great speakers, accurate information, lots of community updates, and just keep people well informed about everything happening in the community. It's always a great eclectic mix of speakers, and this month will be no different. So Friday, April the 2nd, that's this week, 7:30 in the morning. So get up early and enjoy First Friday and then head on over to work. It's held at the Civic Center, and Dickie's Barbecue will be our business sponsor. And we have four speakers lined up. Our city manager, Kelly Passour, will be talking to the citizens about a community engagement survey that's going to be rolled out and how important it is for us to participate in the survey. You know what? If you want the city and you want the commissioners to know how you feel and to know what you want and to know those things that are important to you or to hear your concerns, then fill out a survey. They're offering it to us, so we need to provide them with positive feedback or
exactly.
voice our concerns.
Yeah, they won't know about it unless they actually know about it. They got to be able to hear from people.
That's right. And the fact that they want to know is a good thing.
Exactly.
You know? So we just want everyone to, number one, know that the survey is being rolled out. Number two, know that our city cares and they want to hear from us. And this is a way for us to participate in that. So learn more about the community engagement survey. And then there's a new face at City Hall. His name is John Garris. He's the new city engineer, and he has lots of projects on his plate. He hit the ground running. He is, he's doing lots of really cool things in the city, making some changes and adding some new things and really just, again, he hit the ground running. He's working on a big airport project. So it's always nice to be able to get faces matched up with names and you learn what their job is in the city so that if, again, you have an idea or you have a concern or whatever it is, you know who to, you know, give a call and have a conversation with. So John Garris, the new city engineer, will be speaker number two. Then we're going to actually have an independent city commissioner, Dean Hayes, speak. And he had a great idea about a neighborhood revitalization project that he put before the commission. It passed, and he's going to share all the information about that, as well as some other information that he's reporting on for the city. And then wrapping up our speakers is actually going to be the owner of Dickie's. Typically, the business sponsor does like a 5-minute commercial, and he actually will be. He'll be talking about, the blues and barbecue event. He'll talk about cornhole that they do on Sunday Funday as his commercial. But he's actually going to be speaking as a business owner, and we like to get our business owners in front of the community. We like to hear from them. We need to know about their investment that they've made in the community, what they're pleased about, what their concerns about are, what we can do to help not only them, but the entire community
right.
be successful. And so, he's made a significant investment in a downtown building. It's unlike any other Dickies. You know, it's not just some pop-up building that looks like every other Dickies. I mean, it's huge. It's beautiful. They tore off that ceiling and found this big barrel ceiling up there and made of pine, and it is just truly unique. And all of the Dickies people that are affiliated with that franchise, when they see the one in Independence, they're always wowed by it. So he's going to be wrapping up our speaker lineup that morning. So just, again, encourage everyone to go to Facebook Live if you're not able to get out. But if you are, we want you to get out, get some fresh air, enjoy some human interaction.
Exactly.
And enjoy First Friday this week.
And coming up this Saturday is it's time for the annual community Easter egg hunt.
I know. So many things we didn't get to have last year because of the virus. So we're expecting a big old crowd of kiddos that want to come out for the annual community Easter egg hunt sponsored by the Rotary Club. It's at 3 o'clock this weekend on Saturday at the Riverside Park Oval. Kids 9 years and younger need to bring their basket and be ready to hunt lots and lots of eggs. Moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, bring your cell phones because the bunny will be there, and the bunny will be posing for lots of pictures. We'll stay out there until there are no more kids wanting pictures. So don't worry that you're not going to get your picture taken with the bunny. But they will be doing it in divided sections. They do it like this every year, but they will do it like this year also for COVID reasons. Kids a year and under will be hunting eggs, and then they'll blow another whistle, and kiddos that are 2 to 3 years will then hunt some eggs, and it goes on up to 4 and 5 year olds. And then the 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 year olds will do each a bracket over by the band shell. And inside some of these eggs, they will find little special notes. So if a kid pops open an egg and finds a special note instead of candy, they need to go find the Easter Bunny, and the Easter Bunny will have some gift cards for them, and they can get one of the special gift cards. So it's going to be a fun day. I think I did check the weather, and it might be just a shade windy, but who cares? The sun's going
to
shine.
Yeah, it's supposed to be near 80, I think. So it's
can't beat that.
It's going to be perfect out there. So head on out there for that for that event. Also coming up on Wednesday, April 7th, the American Red Cross will be having their blood drive.
That's right. So we always want to remind everyone about the American Cross blood drive. They'll be in town from 11 o'clock to 5:15 on that day, Wednesday, April the 7th. And they'll be at the Civic Center, and they take walk-ins, but they prefer that everyone makes an appointment. So you can do that by, you can call 331-8096. No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong phone number. That's the CPR phone number. Anyway, you can go to the American Red Cross, I believe, and Google it, and you'll be able to find out where you sign up for that. But give the gift of life and donate your blood.
Absolutely. And also every week on Wednesdays and Thursdays, lots of fun stuff going on over at the Indy Brew Works.
That's right. I always say this. I just am so thrilled that we have a brewery in Independence. It's actually a real tourist attraction here lately. We have a lot of people that come into town that want to enjoy the brewery. And they've added a few things to the lineup just to make it extra fun in there. So on Wednesdays at 6:30, they have mixtape music bingo. And on Thursdays, they have trivia night. Both events start at 6:30. And I just want to remind everyone that the brewery is very family friendly. It's a great place to hang out. They serve custom brews, and they also serve some local wines, and they have some really good root beer. So I encourage everyone to just go grab food from a local restaurant, help out our restaurants. They've been pretty hard hit during this pandemic. So grab some food at a local restaurant and then jet on over to the brewery and just enjoy some family time with your family or your friends.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for some great music and tasty foods, we were talking about Dickie's barbecue pit earlier, but it sounds like that Martin and the Dead Guys will be playing.
They will. So they always play on the second and the fourth Wednesday. And so the fourth Wednesday is already passed for March, so you want to mark those on your calendar for April, and that would be April the 14th and the 28th. And Martin fires up at about 6:30. They play till 9. I've been by a couple of times, and it's great. It's great barbecue. I highly recommend. Have you been there?
I have not had a chance to be there. I'm going to make a point to get up there, though.
Okay, two things. They have great barbecue, but they also have some amazing marinated chicken breast that is to die
sounds
for.
Sounds so good.
It is. And I have not had the turkey, but I've heard it is really good too. So just know that. And also, they have amazing okra. Do you like fried okra?
Oh my gosh. I you could IV okra into me. I mean, that's how much I love that
stuff.
Okay,
the thing about their okra is they fry each individual serving. So it is not in a container that they just dip out. If you order okra, they put a single size serving in a fryer and you get it. And it truly is. It is amazing. So that's what you should. I just go get it. Turkey breast, marinated turkey breast and okra. So good. Right. So anyway.
All right. I want to hop on out of here. I'll be back in a little bit.
So you can go to Dickie's anytime and get some great food. But if you want some great music with it, you'll have to wait April the 14th and the 28th to enjoy Martin and the Dead Guys as they will be playing the blues at Dickie's Barbecue.
All right, and also something that's been rescheduled from February. Of course, we had the horrible freeze in February, so an event that was supposed to happen, the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic, has now been moved to April 10th and 11th.
I know, and I just want everyone to remember this because you're going to see some people in town, they might be unfamiliar faces, and that is because they're visiting Independence to enjoy the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic. We have a lot of hunters that come into the community. They go out to Remington Ranch and enjoy a great hunting experience. But for all of us in Independence, what it does for us is it really boosts the economy. They're staying in hotels. They're eating in our restaurants. They're gassing up at our convenience stores. They're shopping in our downtown, all while they're hunting. So they come to town, they stay for 2 or 3 days, and they really have a good time. So we just want to give a big welcome to them as they come to our community. And then just let everyone know that Pheasants Forever is an event that's dedicated to the conservation of pheasants and quail and other wildlife. And so it's a very important program, and we're so pleased that we're able to host them as they come to our community. So welcome the Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic. They'll be rolling into town and hunting April the 10th and the 11th at Remington Ranch.
And here's something I'm really excited about, because two things. One, I don't have football that weekend. And two, I have my kids this weekend, which is perfect for the opening day at the park.
That's right. So that is Saturday, April the 10th. You will want to put that on your calendar. It's just a few weeks away. And the fun begins with a putt-putt tournament at 10 o'clock in the morning. $5 per a four-person team. So how many kids do you have?
Two.
Well, you're going to have to find a friend. And
I could probably do that.
Okay. So. And then you can play putt-putt for $5. And then they're given prizes for the top three places. So head over and enjoy that. And then grab the family and head to the park to enjoy free train rides, free carousel rides. Don't worry about food, because there's going to be food vendors out in the park. There will also be a petting zoo and camel rides for just a small price. And then wrapping up a day of fun in the sun will be a movie night under the stars. It will be over in the park oval, start around 8 o'clock, and it will feature the Croods, A New Age.
And that's going to be really exciting as well. Last time you guys had a movie in the park, I think it was Trolls World Tour.
I think
my
you're
kids
right.
loved that movie. So
it's great music.
Yeah. Oh, that was a lot of great music in it. They love that movie. It was a lot of fun to go to, and it's good to that the weather's starting to warm back up. We can have these outdoor events once again. Also, hey. But don't let the weekend fun end on Saturday, because this Sunday, head on over to Dickie's Barbecue Pit once again for the cornhole tournament.
Are you a cornhole player?
I'm not very good, but I like to play.
Okay. So. Well, I need to run by and check this out, because they talk about how serious these cornhole players are and how much fun that they all have. I don't think they're so serious that a novice would not be welcome to play. It's all fun. Registration begins at 11. The tournament begins at noon. It costs $10 to play. And hey, if you're a novice and you're playing, it might be fun really to watch some of them that are super good at it too.
And I'm a learn lefty too. So
oh, are you?
Yes. I do everything right-handed with the exception of throw. I throw left-handed. So.
That's interesting.
Well, it has to be when my grandfather, he I love him to death, but he said he saw me eating with my left hand. He said, I'm not going to have a right-handed son or a left-handed son in a right-handed world. Took the spoon out of my hand and put it in my right hand. And now, so everything I do now is right-handed with the exception of throw. I could never get the mechanics to throw right-handed. So I do left-handed.
Yeah, that's interesting because I cannot do anything with my left hand. Yeah. And I sure can't throw a ball with my left hand. So.
All right. But again, that's going to be a lot of fun, that cornhole tournament coming up it looks like it's this Sunday. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's on Easter Sunday. So, you know, you can have all the Easter egg hunts at the house and go to church and do all of the Easter events. And then, you know, a lot of times people are hanging around and they're going, what are we going to do now?
All right.
So, yeah.
Head on out.
And if you don't want to cook Easter dinner, there's not a thing wrong with marinated chicken breast and okra.
Exactly. Take all the okra. All right. And it's also time to shine up your bike because this is the first we've heard about this. So kind of maybe save the date as the 2021 Montgomery County Bike Night rollout begins on April 17th.
Yeah. So this is fun. So Russell White came by the office and gave me a flyer about this. And I've ran into him a couple times recently. And they're so excited about the 2021 Montgomery County Bike Night rollout. It's going to be from 4:00 in the afternoon to close, and it looks like they've got a calendar. We're going to be putting it on our website, and we're going to be putting it on Get Independence. But the calendar starts in April and it goes all the way to October, and so it begins on Saturday the 17th right here in Coffeyville at Lanning's Bar and Grill. And they will be hosting it from 4:30 to close, as I mentioned before. And then it will be followed by a couple dates in Independence. So May the 1st, they're going to be meeting at Sassy's Bar in Sycamore. And May the 15th, they will be meeting at the Independence VFW. And actually May 29th, they're still in the county. They're going to be going to Cherryvale at my place. So you know what? It's dust off those motorcycles. The weather is beautiful, and they're expecting a lot of people to participate and just get out and enjoy. You know, it's kind of like having a boat. You know, there's limited time where you can really get out on the lake and enjoy your boat. So take advantage of it. Boat all you can when the weather, you know, permits.
Right.
And the same thing for a cyclist, you know. They want to get out. I know they ride year-round, but it's more enjoyable when the sun's shining.
Right. And it's not minus 30 degrees outside, you know.
Yeah. So so they've organized these Montgomery County Bike Night rollout events. And then for all of us who do not ride motorcycles, we need to be careful. When these motorcycles are on the road, you treat them like a car. You don't get up close to them. We don't want to have anybody have an accident.
In fact, you want to be a little even more cautious than if they were a car, because they're on two wheels and they're completely exposed.
That's right. So be courteous, be careful, be safe, and be mindful that there are cyclists on the roads, and encourage everyone to get out and enjoy the Montgomery County Bike Nights that will be starting up. Again, the first one on the 17th at Lanning's right here in Coffeyville, followed by a couple in Independence at Sassy's Bar on May the 1st and the VFW on May 15th.
And, of course, coming up, and we'll be talking to this gentleman next week, talking about the Kansas airstrip attack.
Oh, my gosh. So I was on the phone with Jason Wong yesterday. He lives in California. He's one of the three owners of Shift Sector and the airstrip attack. He's incredible. Is not even the right word as far as incredibly excited. Would not even be the right word to use. He is just so super excited about this event, because he was telling me, so last year when he came, you know, the first one was canceled and then they rescheduled because of COVID.
Right.
And they had it in the summer, and he was just thrilled with the attendance and the participation, but he's just wowed by what's going to take place in a couple weeks in Independence. So they had like 40, 50 drivers last year, which they were thrilled about because it was the first time they'd ever been to Kansas. And, you know, again, it was in the middle of COVID-19. But now they have close to 120 cars. That's three times as many as they had before. So he's thrilled. He's registration's not closed. So who knows how many cars and motorcycles are going to show up for this. And he'll be on the air next week at the 10 o'clock hour to share some more information. But he said that ticket sales are going so well. They're expecting over 400 to 500 extra people beyond the hundreds of people that were out there last time. You know, you and I were there. But it will be Saturday and Sunday, April the 17th and the 18th. And if you're unfamiliar with the Kansas Airstrip attack, this event is an event that features exotic and expensive one-of-a-kind performance cars and drivers from all over the country. They come in and they do side-by-side drag racing down the Independence Airport's runway. And Kyle, like you and I as spectators, I don't think we're going to be driving.
No.
So we'll be able to see Lamborghinis and McLarens and Porsches and Ferraris and heavily modified cars as well, like Corvettes and BMWs and Mustangs. So you're going to see a lot of different things, motorcycles, and many of them go fast. I mean, yes. Upwards of 200 miles an hour, so super fast. I mean, it blows your mind. And they have a, as you know, you and I were out there, a counter, so you can watch the clock count them, and you'll know that they were going 197 or 199.
Yeah,
you know?
There was, I think we had a motorcycle going like 180 last year, and I just remember flying down that track. I was just like, wow.
I know. Local motorcyclist Paul Lemon was actually one of the guys that was just flying down the runway. So I'm sure he will be out there again, and we'll see him in action. And in addition to all of these drivers and exotic cars that will be there, they're adding roll racing. So that's a different type of racing, kind of where you start from a rolling 40 miles an hour instead of just an abrupt start-stop. And 16 of these top racers are coming in from all over the country, and they'll be racing. And then in addition to that, we've got a couple car clubs that will be coming in as well. So Drive KC and the KC Exotic Car Club will be coming in. And if you want more information, you just want to look at some of the cars that are registering to drive, you can go to Shift Sectors Facebook page and Kansas Airstrip Attack Facebook page. And if you want ticket information, go to airstripattack.co and you can see more information. And then there will be a driver's after party that actually community members are invited to. And that's going to be on Saturday night after the first night of racing. It'll be right in front of Brothers Railroad Inn. The cars will be pulling in, not local cars. These will all be driver's cars that are coming in for the race. And they'll be showing off their super cool cars. And then we just want to give a heads up to all the restaurants in downtown, because there will be a lot of people in downtown Independence. So
it's going to be
ready.
It's going to be a ton of fun. And okay, this is what I'm excited about. The fun starts on April 23rd after dark as Glow in the Dark Miniature Golf makes a return.
That's right. So April 23rd will be the first day of Glow Golf in Riverside Park over at the Miniature Golf Course. They'll start around 9 o'clock, probably wrap up around 11:45-ish. The cost is $5 per person, and for that $5, you're going to receive a raffle ticket with the purchase of your Glow Golf ticket, and you'll be entered in to win some prizes, a Glow Golf t-shirt, or an I Love Indy bracelet, or a free round of day golf. So that's always fun. And then the concessions will be available as well. And if you want to buy a Glow Golf t-shirt, you can get one for $12. And then the raffle will be drawn on the following day. So if you're playing on the 23rd, they will be drawing on the next day. And then they'll post those winners on the park's Facebook page. So you can check that out and see if you were a winner, winner, chicken dinner. So you're going to be playing on the fourth Friday of every month, from April through October. So get those dates on your calendar.
Absolutely. Lots of fun. I love me some Glow Golf. So we'll definitely looking forward to that. And also, if this is pretty important, if you're looking to learn CPR or update your certification, well, Indy Saves is offering a free CPR class.
That's right, they are. And CPR AED education, so Saturday, April the 24th at 9:30 to 11:30 at Indy Fitness out at 2801 West Main. You can sign up or by calling or texting 331-8096 or emailing indysavescpr@gmail.com, and you can check out their Facebook as well. It's called Indy Saves. You know, we were talking about Jason coming and visiting on the radio next week, but I'm also going to be having Paul Molnar. I forgot to mention this to you while we were off the air. So Paul Molnar is from the theater department at Independence Community College, kind of like Paige Petruca came and visited. So he's going to be coming and visiting about Midsummer Night's Dream. So I want to give a little save the date for Independence Community College's theater department's presentation that will be April the 30th through May the 1st. And it's 6:30 in the evening on those two dates. And then May the 2nd, they will do it in the afternoon. And the cool thing about it is it's going to be performed at the Riverside Park Hilly Bandshell. The event is completely free. And again, you can put that on your calendar for the 30th. I'm just giving you lots of dates. I mean, we're going to get ready. We're going to be done with the airstrip attack. And then, you know, park opening and everything else is gearing up in the community. So if you would like to enjoy some great theater, William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream will be directed by Paul Molnar on April the 30th, May the 1st at 6:30, May the 2nd at 2 in the afternoon at Riverside Park Bandshell, and he's going to be here the Tuesday before this event, and actually the two Tuesdays before the event. I'm not looking at a calendar right now, but he'll be on the air with me and be talking about the things that he has planned out there, and so that'll be fun. So if it's on the 30th, he's coming on the 20th. So
all right. So again, lots of great stuff happening, and one more event that's happening is the 6th annual Love Independence Day.
That's right. So Love Independence Day is April the 24th. It's always the fourth Saturday in the month. And we just want to remind everyone to be thinking about things that you can do to spread love, encourage kindness in the community, and participate. So it's something that you can do with your family members, with your, you know, with your kids, with your neighborhood, with your the places that you work, your churches, your civic organizations. Just get together and start thinking of things that you can do. That would be random acts of kindness to share love on that day. And I will start probably, I wanted to start when we get into April, so that'll be next week. We'll start talking about just some ideas of things that you can do. And then watch our Facebook page, because we're going to do 24 days of suggestions for Love Independence Day. So that'll be starting on April the 1st and going clear up until the day. So check that out. And I tell you, one way that our community loves us is by providing the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. You know, it's completely free in our community, and we're so so fortunate to have a beautiful park and zoo and an aquatic center. And we get people that come into our community all the time, whether they're passing through, visiting, or moving here, and they're just wowed by what we have on the 123 acres that's provided to us. So I do want to let people know that probably later today we will be posting the flyer about the summer schedule for Riverside Park, Ralph Mitchell Zoo, and the Aquatic Center. So as I mentioned earlier, the park is opening on April the 10th, and then we have the summer schedule available. And remind everyone that train rides are 50 cents, miniature golf is $2, carousel rides are only a nickel. We have a concession stand out there. And then we already talked about glow golf and then regular golf, and the zoo will be open. And then the aquatic center will be open as well. And it looks like their summer schedule starts on May the 29th. So mark that day on your calendar. That will be the opening day of the pool. And then they have family nights on Thursdays and Fridays. So we'll be talking about that as we get closer. But that schedule will be pushed out on our Facebook page later today. And I say that because there are people that are planning their vacations or planning, you know, they know that family and friends maybe are coming to visit, and you'll be able to go ahead and start thinking about all the fun things you want to do with Little House on the Prairie, the park and the zoo, and just be getting ready to have some fun with our families finally.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, if anybody has any questions about all these events that are coming up, or maybe they would like to have their business promoted, how can they get a hold of you guys?
That's right. So we would love to have anyone give us a call and share more information with us so that we can help get the word out. You can always call us at 331-1890. You can go to our Facebook page. It's called Get Independence. You can always go to our website at indkschamber.org, and all of the flyers are posted on the homepage along with all of the details. And we just encourage everyone to check that out. When you see a fun post on our Facebook page, share it. That helps our community, that helps our county, it helps our region to let people know all the fun things that are happening in our community so that we get some tourism and generate some economy.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today, and we will see you next Tuesday at your normal first Tuesday time of 10:10. So we'll see you again next Tuesday.
I'll be here, and then Jason will be calling in. So if you want to hear all about the airstrip attack straight from one of the owners, listen in on that day.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take a break. Coming up, open line here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.